Well, good day. My name is Jeff O'Brien, and it's my privilege to be your radio pastor for the day. I'm one of the pastors at Northside Church in Liverpool, New York, and I would like to share a devotional thought that I have entitled Double Take Christianity. Have you ever observed something and you had to do a double take to make sure that you're really seeing what you are seeing? This happened to me a while ago, and I wanted to share what happened to me and how the Lord used this sighting in my life. I had just parked my car in a church parking lot when I observed a large flock of seagulls. They were just kind of standing around and doing nothing, which is what really seagulls do most of the time at parking lots. Then I saw something really odd. I couldn't believe my eyes. I squinted and I looked real intently at one of the seagulls. I was shocked. I was wondering, what is that? You'll never guess in a million years. It was a fluorescent orange seagull. No joke. As sure as I'm sitting here today, I was looking at a fluorescent seagull in the parking lot of our church. Now, I've seen many fair shares things of animals in my day. I was an animal science major at the University of New Hampshire, and I was in a zoo world for a while. However, I've never seen an animal like this before. I would venture you have not seen these creatures either. I was happened to be talking with someone on my cell phone, and the first thing that his response was, Jeff, I think you may want to maybe not work so hard here. You need some time off. Well, I watched this glowing bird for a while. You know what I soon discovered? If I lost sight of this particular seagull, I could scan the whole flock, and within seconds, I could soon discover it walking amongst the other birds. This bird really stood out. I was so thrilled with the discovery that I had wanted others to see it. Later on in the day, I came back to the church to my family, and I quickly scanned the parking lot and located the seagulls again. There it is, I loudly exclaimed. I told you so. I was even able to verify my orange seagull sighting with Pastor Bruce on my Monday morning, pointing out as I was doing that. Well, this seagull was different. It stood out. I began to think about how the Christians are different as well. Oh, maybe not in the way they look, but in the way that we act. I began thinking of people in my life who had influence on me. One key individual was a guy named George. George had lived on the same floor in college as I was on, and I watched George, and George was different. He just was different than the rest of us. He got my attention, and I later learned why. He was a Christian. I was not a Christian. When I learned that George was, it made sense. He was living his faith. I would like to read chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. And this is what it says in 14 through 16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house, in the same way that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Wow, what a powerful, powerful verse. I'm so grateful for George. I'm grateful for the lesson God showed me through an orange seagull, and it's my desire to let my light shine. Not so many people will see me. That's not the idea, but they will praise our Father in heaven. It's been a joy for me to be with you today. My name is Jeff O'Brien, and it's my privilege to be your radio pastor for the day. God bless.